Tom, a tough one here tonight, 5-1 our final, but nice to see you guys finally got some scoring, and that third period looked a lot better for you guys. What did you make? What kind of adjustments did you make after the second?
No, we just played hard in the third period, and they obviously, again, the game was in their hands. That happens all the time. So, I mean, you know, I mean, I obviously think, again, like I said, we played pretty darn hard, but, again, they knew the game was in hand, too. So, you know, they were more concerned with just taking care of the puck, and you know, they weren't going out to score 3-4 goals. They were just going to manage the period.
Well, special teams definitely were a factor here tonight. Things got a little chippy, but what do you need to do to get a power play goal? First of all, I know it's hard to score against Dryden McKay, but is there anything you can do differently on that power play?
I don't know. I thought we had great. I mean, we had about a minute 10 to minute 15 on two of the three power plays, so I don't think we can do anything more. And I thought our puck movement, I thought our possession was good, I thought our shot selection was good, so I can't ask any more out of our guys. You're not going to score all the time, Kel.
Nope. You know. That's true. Your penalty kill, 2-for-4 tonight. You gave up 7 shots on net. Is Minnesota State's pretty good on the power play? Are they hard to stop then?
I don't know. I mean, they're pretty good. I mean, it's just... I mean, they beat us on the one. Livingston beat us on the one right below the bar. And the other one, we were right in front, and we let Borchard go. But, I mean, overall, I thought we were pretty good up ice. I mean, there was a lot of good things, too. But, no, at the end of the day, they scored 2 power play goals. We didn't get any, so they won the special teams battle.
Well, I know your defense played awfully good tonight. They looked really solid, obviously having to fill in when you're missing Elias Rosen there. Obviously, he'll be back in the lineup tomorrow. But talk about how strong your defense was here tonight.
Yeah, again, who knows? We lost the game, so I'm not going to. But, again, they played fine. They played fine. And but I'm not going to sit there and give everybody, you know, kudos in a 5-1 loss.
Good. Yeah, definitely. Tom, what do you guys need to do here differently or change up?
Nah, just we'll worry about that. We'll watch some tape. And, you know, you just got to. Again, it's a game of inches, so there's not a lot of things you change up. I mean, the bottom line is you just better make sure, again, that you're focused every shift. I think that's probably the biggest thing, is so much of this game is between the ears.
Is there anything positive you can take from a 5-1 loss?
No, I mean, you know, just strive to become a better team tomorrow. That's all we can do.
Sounds like a great plan. Thanks,
all right.
Coach.
Yep, bye.
Head Coach Tom Ceratori joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show.